Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today in our lesson, we're going to continue talking about Madame Tussauds and her wax museum, or her many wax museums all over the world. Remember, last time we talked a little bit about her history. She was born in, where's that town? What was that town called?
Strasbourg.
Strasbourg,
yeah,
right.
It's beautiful.
And she had a tutor, an anatomist helped her acquire her skills. And she was granted the honor of tutoring the king's sister when they noticed her skill. But then the French Revolution took place and she got in trouble. She was imprisoned and she was almost going to be executed. But later on, they kind of hired her to craft death masks for political propaganda.
I think she had to do it for free.
Right, and to teach people lessons. If you dare defy us, this is what's going to happen to you. And later on, she had enough of France, and she moved to the UK, where she established her museum on Baker Street. And, of course, she kept working there until she died in 1850. And, of course, she's left a legacy behind. Her museum still exists in England and also in other parts of the world.
Well, today we're going to continue talking about her, but mostly about the wax figures themselves and where you might get a chance to go see some of these wax figures if you're still interested. So we're going to continue talking about that after we listen to this particular lesson read out loud. We'll be back.
Madame Tussauds draws millions of visitors annually. And one factor in its continuing popularity is the addition of new waxworks. It takes a lot of effort to transform a lump of wax into a lifelike wax figure, even for Madame Tussauds in modern times, with over 800 hours of delicate work required to produce just one figure. It begins with gathering precise measurements, or as an alternative, analyzing existing photographs of the celebrity for a wax figure. From this data, a clay mold and a metal skeleton are created. Since wax tends to shrink, the crafted figures are made 2% larger than actual size. Once the mold is set, real human hair is carefully inserted strand by strand, which can take up to 5 weeks. After multiple layers of oil painting and a thorough review to ensure resemblance to its real-life counterpart, a figure is finally perfected and ready for display. A visit to the London Madame Tussauds offers an opportunity to step into a world where history, celebrity, and beauty merge. From Hollywood glamour to historical icons, each themed zone tells a story. Furthermore, for those brave enough, the Chamber of Horrors promises a thrilling experience telling creepy tales of not only victims of the French Revolution, but also infamous criminals from London's past. Luckily for global waxwork enthusiasts, the magic of Madame Tussauds isn't confined to London. The museum has expanded its operations to 4 continents, from Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and Las Vegas, U.S., to Hong Kong and Sydney, Australia. Are you ready to meet history face to face? Your adventure at Madame Tussauds is just around the corner.
Okay, folks, let's dive in. We know that Madame Tussauds has been quite, I would say, successful. I think she was successful even at the end of her life. She could look back and go, you know, it's been a rough life. It was tough for quite a while, but, you know, I managed to end my life with some success. And a lot of people today know her name, not her real name. I never knew her real name until today. And I've been to, I think, three of her wax museums. So, yeah, this is kind of cool that we get to look back in time and discover the talents of somebody that still is notable today. People know about Madame Tussauds. It says here in the first line that she draws, or her wax museums draw, millions of visitors annually. Here we're saying Madame Tussauds as the wax museum itself. So it draws millions of visitors annually. If you draw people in, it just means there's something about what you're doing or maybe your own personality that is attractive to people. You attract attention, you draw them in. They're interested to see what's going on. And she still gets millions of visitors every year. And one factor in its continuing popularity, yeah, this is an important factor too. One part of why these wax museums are still popular is that they keep adding new people to them. And it's kind of fun to see the new additions and to see how they pose them. You know, like the Jackie Chan wax figure I saw in Hong Kong, he's posed as if he's doing one of his, you know, acrobatic moves.
Right.
And so it's fun to see how they kind of portray the famous person they're making a wax figure of.
Right. I wonder if they've ever thought about making a wax figure of Tsai Ing-wen, but I think if they did, a certain person or a certain country would protest that. Oh, you can't do that. That's wrong. But that's another story. You can discuss that amongst yourselves. But maybe they've had new things, like new actors like Taylor Swift probably is in there now, and Donald Trump and people like that. So they keep adding new wax works for people to go check out. And it takes a lot of effort to transform a lump of wax into a lifelike wax figure, even for Madame Tussauds in modern times. And it takes over 800 hours of delicate work to produce just one figure. Hey, that's a lot of time to produce a wax figure. Here we've got the word lump. You're transforming a lump of wax into a lifelike wax figure. So here a lump is just a mass of a certain substance, okay? In this particular case, you've got a lump of wax. Wax, of course, usually comes from beehives, and it's kind of pliable. You can mold it and shape it into different things. You also produce wax in your ears, earwax. Watch out for that. I don't think you can make sculptures from earwax, though. That would be kind of gross. But yeah, it takes a lot of skill, and it takes a lot of time to transform or change that pile, that lump, that bunch of wax into a lifelike wax figure. And as we said, it takes 800 hours of delicate, meticulous work to produce just one figure. That takes a lot of time. It seems like they would save a lot of time by just simply 3D printing the figures.
Oh, but that's no fun. That's no fun at all. We use lump sometimes to talk about a bump. Maybe you hit your head and there's a bump on your head. You'll often hear people say, oh, he has a huge lump on his head. Or maybe you have a bump under your skin where you've hurt your body in some way and there's a lump under there. A lump of wax, yeah. Sometimes it's used to talk about a cube of sugar. Which I think is more British. But anyway, yeah, they have to use a lot of time. They spend a lot of time, I should say, perfecting these wax figures. Now, it begins with gathering precise measurements or as an alternative. So they either, maybe they don't have that person around anymore. Some of these people have passed away, to measure their waist and their hips and things like that, how big their head is. Maybe that's not possible. So here's the alternative. An alternative is just another choice, another option. They will analyze existing photographs. So they'll take a look at that photo. Although from photographs, it's very hard to tell how tall a person is unless there's something else with them in the photo as a comparison, right?
Right.
Unless you put a chair there or, you know, a little girl or, you know, a child next to them. It's hard to tell how tall they are. You know, the camera adds 15 pounds. So in real life, they were actually thinner than they look in a photograph. And so sometimes when I see these celebrities nowadays who look really skinny in the pictures, I think, oh my gosh, they must be ready to die if you see them in real life. It's getting kind of crazy for some of these celebrities. They don't eat at all.
They look like skeletons.
They do, yeah.
Indeed. So, yeah, you have to analyze photographs, but of course those can be difficult, especially if the photograph is from somebody from head on, you know, because then you don't really know how deep their eyes go back into their head or how big their nose is. So you need to use lots of different photographs, or you need to rely on precise measurements. Maybe they ask the person to come in and actually
provide
their measurements for them. And from this data, from all this information, a clay mold and a metal skeleton are created. Now, a mold is like a piece of metal that's in a certain shape, and then you pour a liquid substance into it, and then that substance will cool and dry, and then it will assume the shape that you want. Sometimes they use molds to make gelatin. My mother had gelatin molds or jello molds. Now, she would pour the gelatin in and then put it in the refrigerator, and then after an hour or two, then you'd have this jello in this particular shape.
Kind of pretty, yeah.
And you can use mold for cakes, too, or for things in factories when they pour molten steel into mold so they come out as a certain shape. So you've got this clay mold, and then you've got a metal skeleton. A skeleton is all the bones in our bodies put together, but it could also refer to the foundation or the scaffolding. Well, not the scaffolding, but the metal core of a particular object. So, yeah, they have this metal skeleton, and then they'll start putting the wax on top of that framework.
Oh, this is interesting. Since wax tends to shrink, if you tend to do something, you have that likelihood of doing it. It grows smaller over time. The crafted figures are made 2% larger than actual size. I wonder how quickly they shrink. They don't tell us that. So once the mold is set, real human hair is carefully inserted strand by strand. No wonder this takes 800 hours. So if you insert something, you put it into something else. If you want to go buy some water or pop in a vending machine, you will insert a coin. It'll drop in and you pick which drink you would like. Strand we use to talk about something that's very, very thin and long. We always use it for hair, strands of hair. Remember, we don't say, did you cut your hairs today?
No.
Hair is non-count, but strands of hair. Oh, you have a strand of hair in your eye. Move it. Or, you know, you have a strand of hair on the couch. Or the dog has left strands of his fur on the couch. But usually we use it to talk about hair. But strand by strand means one by one. Oh, that would be very boring.
And that can take a lot of time to do. It can take up to 5 weeks to finish that. And after multiple layers of oil painting and a thorough review to ensure resemblance to its real-life counterpart, a figure is finally perfected and ready for display. So first of all, you need to have multiple layers of oil painting. A layer is just a thickness of something, and you have these layers applied on top of each other one by one. Mm-hmm. So you have a sheet or a quantity of this particular material. In this case, it would be oil paint. So you put multiple layers of oil paint on the figure, and then you have a review. People look at it and they want to make sure, does that look like Donald Trump? Well, not really. His hair is a little short here, so we need to work on that a little bit. But then eventually they will ensure or guarantee that it resembles its real life counterpart. It will look like the person whom it's supposed to look like. So again, to ensure just means to make sure, to guarantee, and resemblance is how is basically how something looks, what it looks like. We want a resemblance to something. It has to look like something. Hey, that guy over there has a resemblance or bears a resemblance to my brother. Maybe it is my brother. Who knows? And, of course, your counterpart just means the person or the thing that's supposed to match with you. So your wax figure would be your counterpart if someone's making a wax figure of you.
Or if I wanted to use counterpart, I could say Tom is my counterpart. We have the same position, or we perform the same sort of work, same sort of job. So we're going to continue to talk about this. But first, guys, it's time for us to take a break.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师。今天讲解的是3月19号 Unit 9, The Tale Behind Madame Tussauds and Her Wax Museum, Day 2.这个单元介绍杜莎夫人蜡像馆，前一天的课程简单介绍这个蜡像馆创办人是谁，他的小故事。那今天课程内容告诉我们蜡像是怎么制作的，还有如果大家感兴趣，在蜡像馆里面到底可以看到些什么。好，那我们一起来看第二天课程的学习重点吧。请同学看到第一段第二个句子， It takes a lot of effort to transform a lump of wax into a lifelike wax figure. 请同学特别注意的是 transform 这个动词的用法，把 A 转换成 B 把蜡呢变成栩栩如生的蜡像，请同学特别注意 transform 这个动词。那再来呢，请看到逗点后面 with 这个部分所做的对主要子句的附带附加说明，就是我们知道哦，它的蜡像馆里面有很多这些蜡像的作品，把这些蜡呢变成栩栩如生的蜡像，那这里面附带说明后面说什么呢？制作这些怎么样 ？With over 800 hours of delicate work， 原来要制作这些蜡像要花800多个小时。好，后面的 required， 请同学把 required ed 圈起来。那由于呢，它在 with 这个介系词后面，我们是不可能出现没有任何动词变化的动词的，那这个 require 必须要做变化，可是到底是要用过去分词还是加上 ing 呢？就要看到底是主动还是被动。那我们知道这些800多个小时的这个工时哦，都是我们去投入的，所以它是被动的需求，有这样子的需要，我们需要这么多的时间。好，那再来请同学看到第二段第三个句子，原来啊，这些蜡像在制作的时候都会比他们的真人大一点，那为什么会大一点呢？第三段逗点之前的这个副词子句说明了理由， wax tends to shrink， 原来蜡它是会缩水的。好，再来请同学看到第五个句子，老师要特别跟同学说的有两个字，一个呢是 resemblance to， resemblance to后面的介系词 to 请圈起来，和什么东西相像，那这些介系词呢我们用 to。 再来，原来啊，这些蜡像啊跟他们真人的 counterpart， 那到底什么是 counterpart 呢？ counterpart 这个字哦，一般而言我们是指植物啊功能对等的对方，那在这里所指的是蜡像所模拟的真人。那 counterpart 老师给大家一个例句，让大家知道到底怎么应用。Our foreign minister held talks with his American counterpart. 我们台湾的外交部长和美国的外交部长，那当然美国并没有所谓的外交部长，他们只有所谓的国务卿。那所以就我们的外交部长和美国国务卿会谈。好， Our foreign minister held talks with his American counterpart.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're on day two of、Madame Tussauds and her wax museum. We should say wax museums, because she now has four around the world.、if you look at the wax museums, they've made her last name into a、possessive. So there's apostrophe S, Madame Tussauds. And everybody knows about this wax museum, at least in the English-speaking world. Most of us do.It's been around for a long time. It was kind of famous when I was a kid growing up. And、I was a little surprised to find out that Hong Kong had one when I went over there many years ago. But、yeah, they still continue to update it because they add new figures all the time. So it's not just old people from history that you may not even care about. Although really they have to have attained a certain amount of celebrity or, you know,、popularity to even be in there to be considered. And when you find out how long it takes to make one of these, you'll understand why.、it takes a lot of effort. And nowadays, we actually have more、tools and machines that can probably help them with this. But、here, our writer says it takes over 800 hours of delicate work to produce just one figure. We know that、when they're going to put that hair into the clay, that it goes in strand by strand. One single piece of hair is called a strand of hair. Strand of hair goes in one at a time. So it does take a lot of time. Now, they used to try to gather precise measurements of that person if they were still alive. But a lot of these people, of course, are gone. So they would sometimes analyze existing photos. Now, if you go back in time, those existing photos weren't very clear or very... very good even. So we hope that they at least have, you know, profiles, pictures, and photos that are straight on and from behind, because you actually need a 3D feel for these wax figures before you can put them together.
Right, then they have a clay mold, they use a metal skeleton, and the wax tends to shrink, so they need to make it a little bigger. Just like when you paint, you need to realize that your paints are going to change color after they dry. Kind of the same concept.
A lot?
Well, it depends on whether it's watercolor or oil or whatever.
Huh.
And you've got multiple layers of oil painting, and then everybody looks at it to make sure it looks like it's supposed to, and then they get the final okay. Then they stick it in the museum, and you can look at it. Now, here in the third paragraph, it says, a visit to the London Madame Tussauds offers an opportunity to step into a world where history, celebrity, and beauty merge. So indeed, if you go to London and you go to the chapter there, the branch or the headquarters, basically, of Madame Tussauds, go in there.
The original
yeah, one, yes, and yeah. It will give you the opportunity to step into that magic world and history, fame or celebrity and beauty will merge together, and you will be awed at all the statues that you can check out in there. Oh, they look so real. There was such a statue in the CKS Memorial Hall in Taipei here. I walked into the room and
it was wax?
Yeah, I was really scared because the great man was sitting right there. CKS, he was sitting there. I thought he was real for a second there. So I guess it's kind of the same thing. If you see these people in a wax museum, you might even think they're real, standing there ready to ask you, hey, what would you like today?
You know, I was just looking at the more current Madame Tussauds. They've actually removed the apostrophe S. So it's just Madame Tussauds without the apostrophe S on this. So Madame Tussauds draws. So we're using it as a singular, even though there are four of these spread around the world. So yeah, there are famous people, and there are people who are still alive that are featured in these wax museums, which is always kind of fun. And it's fun to go through them because I've been with different friends, and usually when they don't look like the person at all, we kind of take a moment to kind of mock them and laugh because it looks so bad, which isn't really fair. I'm not an artist. I could never even come close to sculpting a person, especially a face. That is so hard to make it look like the real person. So let's move on. We've learned that it takes a long time to do this because of the very delicate work because there's a lot of crafting that's done, meaning these people have a lot of skill and you have to take it very slowly in order to be accurate. So they do have real human hair. Some of these figures also have, I've seen one with the head cut off, so there's fake blood on some of them. So I think there's a place in London, too, that's about, the French Revolution. And so there are lots of wax figures there that have fake blood. So anyway, there's lots to see if you go to some of these cities. They do use a lot of multiple layers of oil painting, and then they get everybody together to kind of make sure that this person looks like the person that they're trying to imitate. And sometimes I think they probably should have asked for some more opinions, because sometimes they really aren't that close. Now, a visit to the London Madame Tussauds offers an opportunity to step into a world where history, celebrity, and beauty merge. From Hollywood glamour, for example, Audrey Hepburn is there, I know. Marilyn Monroe, they were known for being beautiful women. They're historical icons. So if you're an icon, you're someone who represents a certain point in time, if we're talking about people. Or if you're talking about computers, you have icons on your computer that if you click, it'll open up a particular function or app. But here we're talking about people who represent a really famous period of time, like Elvis Presley is definitely in the Wax Museum, and he is an icon of rock and roll.
Right, so you've got a range of themes there, different zones. So you've got a range from Hollywood glamour to historical icons. Each of these theme zones tells a story. And furthermore, for those brave enough, the Chamber of Horrors promises a thrilling experience telling creepy tales of not only victims of the French Revolution, but also infamous criminals from London's past. So this is another zone or another area called the Chamber of Horrors. Mm. A chamber is like a room, especially if it's kind of separated from the rest of the house.And it's hard to get to. So this is a chamber of horrors, kind of like a haunted house, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A place where lots of scary things can be seen. It will be quite thrilling. You'll see some creepy tales there. Something's creepy when it's kind of scary. You're not really sure about this person. Oh, that person is really creepy. Don't go around him. He's weird. And yes, they'll have some creepy stories from the French Revolution and also about some infamous criminals from London. Infamous means they're famous.But for the wrong reasons.
Jack the Ripper. Mm. Yeah, infamous. Remember, this is pronounced differently. Don't say infamous. That's wrong. Infamous. So they're famous for bad things, for doing bad things. You don't want to be infamous. You want to be famous. And some people, you don't really want to be famous. So luckily for global waxwork enthusiasts, fans, a fan is an enthusiast. It's another word for that. The magic of Madame Tussauds isn't confined to London. You can see these wax figures in different areas around the world. You can go to Amsterdam. You can go to Vegas. You can go to Hong Kong and even Sydney, Australia. So are you ready to meet history face to face? That's kind of a cool way to phrase that. Your adventure at Madame Tussauds is just around the corner. So if you do get a chance to go, if you walk by, I think it's worth taking a look inside to see what some of these figures look like.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's turn things over now to our Chinese teacher.
再接着，请同学看到第三段第一个句子，请同学看到这个关系副词 where history, celebrity,and beauty merge. 所以原来啊，在杜莎夫人蜡像馆里面，你就会感受到历史也好，这些名人也好，还有这些艺术的美，全部都融合在一起了。那 where 这个关系词，同学请务必记得，它后面所加的呢，是完整的子句。什么是完整的子句啊？就是不可以少主词，也不能少受词。那这里的主词当然就是 history, celebrity, and beauty。那有没有少受词呢？里面没有受词，可是问题在于 merge 这个动词，它是不需要有受词的。以上这三者融合在一起。好，再来，请同学看到第三个句子。Furthermore, for those brave enough, the Chamber of Horrors promises a thrilling experience. 请同学特别注意 promises 这个部分。Promise.我相信同学应该都学过，知道是答应什么人、承诺的意思。可是这边呢，请同学特别注意，这里是我们可以把它理解为一定会，就是你到了这个 Chamber of Horrors， 那你一定会发生后面这些事。后面什么事呢？这是保证的，你一定会觉得这一次来参观，你觉得好刺激，非常的满意。这样清楚吗？那老师再给大家一个例句，比方说假设那你去参加了一个晚会，那这个晚会呢节目非常的精彩，那我们通常就会说，像这种有精彩节目的晚会， It promises to be a night that all present will long remember. 所有在座的人都会记得那一天晚会到底有什么样精彩的节目。好，再来，请同学呢看到第四段第一个句子。好，请同学看到最后面这个部分哦，就是 The magic of Madame Tussauds isn't confined to London. 好，所以原来啊，杜莎夫人她的这些蜡像栩栩如生，感觉就像魔术魔幻一样，但不仅限于伦敦。 Be confined to通常就是受限于什么范围。那原来如果你想要去看这些蜡像，伦敦以外的地方也看得到哦。这个句子就是这个意思。那第二句里面有一个名词 It's operations， 请同学画起来。这边 operation 不是操作的意思，而是指原来蜡像馆的业务呢遍布到其他的城市，包括了在阿姆斯特丹、拉斯维加斯、香港还有雪梨都可以看得到。 以上就是我们针对第二天课程内容所做的中文讲解。好 ,see you next time. Bye bye.
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thanks for joining us and have fun if you go to Madame Tussauds, wherever in the world you go. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.